Concordia family, thanks for listening to the Advancing Women in Leadership podcast. My name is Sheila Hanna. I am an assistant professor within the School of Health and Human Sciences in the Masters of Coaching and Athletics Administration Department.
And I'm Melissa Hinrichs. I am the assistant director for the healthcare programs here at Concordia, as well as the academic advisor for those programs. So to start off, Cheryl, why don't you just briefly introduce yourself so that we can get to know you a little bit?
Sure. Hi, I'm Cheryl Smythe-Padgham. I'm the director of nursing and assistant dean here at the Department of Nursing at Concordia. I've been here and arrived here about 2017, so I've been here for a few years.
Thank you for sharing your experience, how long you've been here, and your current role at Concordia in the nursing department. Thank you so much for that. What is your preferred leadership style experience that has helped advance your leadership walk?
So I am very much a collaborative person. I'm very relational, so I tend to lead that way as well. I find it's really important to know whom I'm working with, to know the team, to know the strengths and the gifts that each team member have, because then I can really help them accelerate accordingly in their gifts. So that's really how I've always led, is through collaboration. I find that it makes a lot more successful teams as well, because everybody's bought into it. Everybody's got a part of it. Everybody has a part in the decision-making and a part of making a success of whatever that is.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. I really appreciated hearing about the collaboration piece. That's very important as a leader.
So our next question for you, since you've been here just a little bit so far at Concordia, are there any goals or visions that you have for your role as the director of nursing?
Yes, there's goals of growth. I mean, not everyone may know, but we have very successful and very wonderful nurses that we graduate here from Concordia. And so we want more. I want more Concordia nurses out there caring and serving our communities. And so that's really my goal, and is to grow this program and to find other programs in which, and other pathways for nurses so that they can get their graduate degrees. And, you know, so there's a lot of growth potential here. And that's really kind of been my focus really since I got here, was to let's grow, you know, let's get more. We want more nurses out there that are taught by Concordia faculty, so that they are those special nurses that really can care for our community.
Definitely. And that way we know if we ever have to go to the hospital that we've got great nurses who can take care of us,
because
they're Concordia prepared. So we're ready.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And I just want to say one thing to that point. There was a couple of students who felt like the Concordia nursing program, it's a very highly sought after program. And a lot of students are possibly on a waiting list and different things. And there was one particular student who was on the waiting list, and she was so happy when she was able to get accepted into the program. And you actually followed up with, I believe it was your admissions person, to make sure that the student was taken care of. So I do see the care that you provide and the service that you provide, not only to your team of professors and staff, but also to students and prospective students. So thank you so much for that, Cheryl.
Of course, that's why I'm here. That's why God brought me here.
Yep.
I want to also transition to a personal question, okay? Since you are, well, actually, you're not new. You've been here at Concordia. Is there anything we might not know about you? For instance, a hobby or a talent, for example?
Well, you two probably know, because I probably mentioned it before, but I love to dance. I grew up dancing. I was jazz, tap, and I've taken some belly dancing as an adult, as well as some tap classes as an adult. I really enjoy that. I think it's a wonderful way to express your joy, as well as to get exercise. So that's something that a lot of people don't know about me.
That's
awesome. Nice. Thank you. I love the belly dancing. That's awesome.
You might have to have a class, like teach a class.
Oh, no, I'm not that good.
Me too.
Private class.
Private class. Yeah, I'm not that good.
I love
good.
That.
Awesome. So what is a favorite book or something that you love to read and why?
So that was a tough one to answer because, you know, there's so many different kinds of, ideas of what a favorite book is, you know, is that leisure reading? Is that a textbook? Is that leadership reading? You know, so it's really hard to kind of narrow it down. I'd say for pleasure, I think it's called Outlander series. And that one I really enjoyed when I picked it up because it was about a woman who was a nurse. And then she gets transported into this other world, which was very long ago, and has to do her nursing skills with just botanicals and things that they would have had to do way back then. And so I found that fascinating. It really engaged me. So I'd say probably that one for fun reading. If I'm looking for a leadership book, then North House has a book called Leadership, which is one of my absolute favorites. I think it gives a really nice broad perspective. North House actually talks about that authentic leadership, servant leadership, things that are really important, I think, for us Christians to talk about and think about. So I'd say for leadership, that would be one of my favorites.
Right. That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing your personal, the fun book.
Yeah.
The professional book that you have read as well. So thank you so much for sharing that. All right. What is a mantra or motto or Bible verse by which you live?
Yeah. So I'd have to say Proverbs 3:5. This is definitely my Bible verse. You know, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. And that's such a good one to fall back on because many times we don't understand what's going on. And so we really have to trust and, you know, give it to God and not worry about it. Not always successful at doing that. There are sleepless nights and gray hairs, but it's something to always fall back on and try to remember so that we can sleep and we can continue to function. So that's my favorite, certainly from the Bible.
Thank you so much. I wanted to continue that verse. I said, in all thy ways, acknowledge it. I love that.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a good one.
So, yeah.
Yes. So thank you so much for sharing that.
Sure.
So next, if you could give your younger self some advice, what would that advice be?
My advice to my younger self would be don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to take opportunities that arise. Don't be afraid to say yes. I was very shy, very unsure of myself. And so if opportunities came up, I wouldn't jump at them. I would let the next person jump at that opportunity. And so I think I would tell myself, go for it. Never turn down an opportunity because you learn so much. It may not be the exact thing you wanted, but you learn so much from it. So that would probably be my advice to my younger self.
All right, another question. Describe one pivotal time pre-COVID, either personal or professional, that changed the way you approach work-life balance?
Yeah, that's a great one. I thought about that a lot. And it really, I think, I have to go back to when I shifted gears from being a full-time nurse practitioner and decided to jump into academia. So that was a really tough decision, but a very good decision. I knew at that time in my life, my kids were getting older. I wanted to be around them more and knew that, you know, academia might be the best way in which to do that. I also was at a point too, where I was tired. You know, it's hard to be on your feet for, 5 days a week, 8 hours a day. And so it was a really tough decision. I cried a lot about, boy, am I doing the right thing? But when I transitioned into academia, I knew, yes, this was the right thing. And again, leaving it up to God and saying, okay, God, it's in your hands. It didn't pay as much. It, you know, caused a lot of financial stress, but I knew it was where I needed to be. So I think that was one that I will point to as a huge shift in that work-life balance, was, you know, really transitioning from one position to another.
I believe a lot of us may be going through that shift, that paradigm shift, right? That's what we call it. And at times it can be difficult, but rewarding on the other end. So thank you so much for your transparency and for sharing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I wouldn't give up where I am right now for anything. You know, I really find, and I think for us nurses, we tend to have a foot in both worlds anyway. So there's a foot in academia and then a foot in the clinical area as well. So we never have to give up the other life, which is nice too, but certainly the hours are better and, you know, the stresses are different. Now that I look back, it was an absolute right decision. And I know that was God leading me. You know, I had nothing to do with it. It just, I knew I needed to change and this is what happened. So I'm very thankful for where I am today.
We're glad to have you here.
Yes.
Our final question for you, is there anything else that you'd like to add or share about you that you'd like the CUI community to know?
I couldn't come up with anything. no, not really. Just that I enjoy what I do. I love waking up in the morning because I know I have a great day of work ahead of me. And, you know, some people think I'm crazy for that, but I really do enjoy what I do. And that I think is really important too, is to have joy in whatever that is that you do for your daily work or daily at home, is to have joy in it. So I try to do that every day.
Thank you. Wow, that's awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to this great interview with Cheryl today. And we'll just sign off and say God bless each of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This has been Concordia University Irvine's Advancing Women Leadership Podcast. Thanks for listening and have a blessed day.